If you could be a fish or a mermaid, what would you be? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. It's summertime, and if you grew up going to the lake or the pool or, I guess, even taking baths, chances are you might have considered what it would be like to be a mermaid or maybe a fish. I know I did. I would overlap my ankles and swim around, pretty proud of my genius mermaid impersonation. I say this because today's Devo is about a mermaid, and you're not going to want to miss it. It's called Even Here by Molly McDernan. Noyoka twisted her scaly blue body around and laughed as she watched the other merpeople who swam behind her. The chilly ocean water and vibrant coral made it a perfect day for a game of capture the flag. As she continued to maneuver her way through the seaweed, looking for the red flag, a flash of a dark fin caught her eye. Noyoka had never seen a creature like that before. So she ducked behind some particularly large stalks of kelp and then tore after it. Within minutes, she found that the gray figure was swimming farther and farther down into the depths of the ocean. Her father's voice of warning tugged at the back of her mind, but Noyoka continued her pursuit. She watched the creature abruptly change its course and dive down into a narrow rocky hole. She knew the passage well, for it was the place her father forbade her to go. The mermaid waited only a moment before following. Darkness engulfed her. As her eyes started to adjust, Noyoka shook her head. That was when she heard a cackle from behind her. Through the haze, she felt she could almost make out the creature's form, its tail swaying back and forth. "Finally, you are mine." Her heart skipped a beat. Who are you?" she managed to stutter. But the creature only laughed again and then appeared in front of her face. "I am death." The faint light from above started to dim, and the water churned darker. Noyoka felt herself starting to fade, her scales beginning to lose their color. Her eyes closed, and she managed to cry out softly, "Father, save me." At the whisper of those words, the ocean came alive. The salt water went from midnight black to clear blue as light flooded the space around her. A thunderous voice echoed in the deep, and the dark form fled in terror. Noyoka opened her eyes and saw her father swimming toward her. "I'm sorry," she sobbed. "I'm so, so sorry." He pulled her closer and softly spoke into her ear. "Even here, I am with you." So let's talk about today's super fun Devo just a little bit more. Has there ever been a time when you felt like you were too deep for God to save you? We've all sinned, choosing to go our own way instead of listening to God. The result of sin is death, and none of us can save ourselves. Yet God, in His great mercy, is so eager to save us. Jesus was willing to die for us and then rise again so we could be forgiven and saved from sin and death. If you want to learn more about how to be saved from sin and death, I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out the Know Jesus tab. Even as Christians, we sometimes think we're too far gone. We need to be reminded again that Jesus saved us and is still saving us and will save us in the end. What He started, that is salvation, He will complete, as we read in Philippians 1:6. As you and I can read together in Ephesians 2:4-5. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Genesis 3:1-9, Psalms 89:9, as well as Psalms 107:29, and Ephesians 2:4-10, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Do you have ideas for fun Devos of your own? Well, I want to hear about them. So head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about change with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.